Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Rock, acid folk, fusion, Afrobeat, South African jazz, and traditional Zambian melodies. We are currently selecting Some Heroes of Rock, which is a series that examines contributors to the far-reaching genre of rock. From pioneers to superstars, little-known artists to trailblazers, one thing unites these heroes. They had the rock inside them, and they found a way to let it out. Today, Paul Ngozi.
Rifleman, people. I am bare-handed, nothing to defend myself. I am not made of iron, I am not made of iron, people. I am not made of iron, I am a human being like others. If you push me hand, then I will surrender. If you push me hard, then I will surrender. I am not made of iron, I am not made of iron, people. I am not made of iron, I am not made of iron, people. How can I find?
Paul Ngozi was born Paul Dobson Nirirongo in Lusaka, Zambia, in the crime-ridden Chibwela Township on January 10, 1949. He grew up as a rude boy before taking to music. He later adopted the stage name Ngozi, a word that means danger in the local language, abandoning his birth surname. After Zambia announced its independence in 1964, then-President Kenneth Kaunda introduced the slogan, One Zambia, One Nation, to promote unity. In order to celebrate the culture of the newly independent nation, Kaunda decreed that 95% of music played on radio stations had to be Zambian in origin. Since Western rock was already popular in Africa, many artists were inspired by bands that were popular in the West and adopted similar styles. The country's newfound wealth from its copper mines brought with it urban sensibilities and a surge in interest in electric guitar use. This new form of music was dubbed Zamrock. At its root, Zamrock melded fuzz-tone psychedelia, chugging garage rock, and roiling funk with a broad mix of African cadences and beats. Paul Ngozi made his musical debut in 1970 with a band called The Scorpions, and later with a band called 3 Years Before, a play on the name of British blues rock giants 10 years after. After 1.5 years of playing with 3 Years Before in Livingstone, the group moved to Kwabi, where they performed for 2 years. During the Kwabi era, the group faced some hardships, which led to its disbanding in early 1974. Stepping onto the broad stage of Zamrock, Paul Ngozi filled the boots of departed co-founder and guitarist Ricky Lilonga in Zamrock pioneers Musi Otunya for a brief stint and appeared on the non-album single Selugani.
Thank you. Ocho Fala, oye, amai hoi. Abuela Gabiri Katatu, Chisako, Nicho Fala, oye, amai hoi. Ayangana, ayangana, kunyumba, watate, kulipe, nanyi moyo ni uwa, amai hoi. Ayangana, ayangana, kumuzi, watate, kulipe, nanyi moyo ni uwa, amai hoi.
After that brief turn in Musi Otunya, Paul Ngozi formed his own musical project, dubbed the Ngozi Family. He recorded some tracks in 1974, which were later released as an LP called My Ancestors, by which time the Ngozi Family had been formed with his preferred lineup, drummer Chrissy Zembitembo, bassist Timmy Mwale, and rhythm guitarist Peter Bwalya. The group almost immediately became central figures in Zamrock's independent rock scene alongside contemporaries like Witch and Amanaz. Ngozi was the wild man of the Zamrock scene, an artist who embraced the accoutrements and antics of rock and brandished the electric guitar with a signature primitive style and brutal sonic intensity. Drenched in fuzz, phaser, and wah-wahs, Ngozi's tone and face-melting guitar solos are instantly recognizable. He would frequently play the guitar with his teeth, stomp on custom fuzz boxes, and whip the crowd into a frenzy.
Kumanda kwa bambu wanga, kumalila chiani, kumalila mikango, kumalila ngwenya. Kumalila chiani. Kumalila ngwenya, kumalila mikango, kumalila ngwenya. Kumanda kwa bambo wanga, kumalila chiani, kumalila mikango. Mali langwenya. Mali la jani. Mali langwenya. Mali la mikango. Mali langwenya.
That was Kumanda Kwa Bambo Wanga from the album Day of Judgment, the real debut of the Ngozi Family. The nine songs are an unschooled channeling of raw power that stretches Zamrock into the spectrum of proto-punk. A relentless, fuzz-drenched, hard rock album that feels like Jimi Hendrix jamming with the garage punk band in Lusaka. Some observers claim that this is the definitive Zamrock album. One listen to the title track, and you might be inclined to agree.
What do you think about it, people? Can you listen, people? You should start to repent. What we need in this world is peace and love. All the sinners will go to hell. Ngozi.
Unlike some of his contemporaries who sang in English to emulate Western rock, Ngozi became a legend because he sang largely in local languages and acted as a fierce social commentator. He wrote songs about the economic hardships of the 70s, local township life, sugar daddies who took advantage of young women, and intense spiritual apocalyptic themes. This made his music deeply relatable to the local working class, cementing him as a folk hero. The album 45,000 Volts was released in 1977 and captures Ngozi family and one of their creative peaks, providing a good balance of English and vernacular offerings set to some of Ngozi's most confident and accomplished fuzz riffing. The recording was captured by engineer Detlef Dendiger at Sapra Studio in Nairobi. The album's stylized sleeve, featuring members of the band in front of a power station, was designed by bassist Norman Mutemba of the group Salty Dog. The music writer Henry Bova noted that, quote, "The simplicity in Ngozi's words on this recording, matched with his powerful singing, results in cuts that are very sweet, like I'll Be With You, dismissive, like Everything Is Over, or just plain silly, as is the case with House of Fear, a story about a renter who has leased a haunted house, much to his chagrin," end quote. The album has enjoyed a renaissance recently, in part because Tyler, the Creator, sampled the opening track, Nizza Kupanga Ngozi, on his 2024 album, Chromacopia.
Vokamba kamba vileta pamulomo Chifu kwa wena vaziva kuyasha tuko upoto Ngozi. Ha. Yeah. We'll be right back.
By 1979, the end of the Zamrock era was already on the horizon, chiefly thanks to a collapse in the price of copper, whose rapid rise fueled the Zamrock movement. Paul Ngozi was then in the middle of a new trend that sought to fuse the heavy rock sounds with the Zambian music called Kalandula. Gradually, bands began to ease back distortion in favor of clean, speedy, danceable sounds. You can hear the Kalandula beats beginning to creep into the music in the album In the Ghetto, a concept album about the struggles of those living in Africa's townships. Ngozi continued to make music after the collapse of Zanrock, well into the mid-80s, both as a solo artist and with the Ngozi family. All of his music is worth seeking out if you are moved by the force of his classic recordings. Unfortunately, Now Again Records has reissued a great deal of material by all the projects Paul Ngozi was involved with, including a recent album entitled Gate Crash 78, which collects previously unreleased songs from sessions with Paul, Tommy Mwale, and Chrissy Zembitembo. Paul Ngozi died of what are assumed to be AIDS-related causes in 1989 as the disease ravaged Zambia. Members of his musical family and fellow Zamrockers both served as his pallbearers. For cutting a raw, electrifying figure across one of the world's most exciting rock movements, and for creating recordings that stand shoulder to shoulder with the best of rock made anywhere in the 1970s, Paul Ngozi is a hero of rock.
Listen, baby, I'm in the country since I was born.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to... Wait a minute, man.